Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you may be listening. Thank you very much for tuning in to the All You Listening Now podcast, while we'll talk about any and everything. I am your host, Johnny, back at it again for another week. Hey, I want to give a big shout out today to us. And by us, I mean the folks right here in Dallas, Texas, or the Metroplex, because in 2024, the MLB All-Star Game is coming to us. So if you're a baseball fan, heck, if you ain't even a baseball fan, but if you just want to go to some All-Star Game level event, it's coming to us. I'm happy we got it. So, and I plan on going unless those tickets are stupidly expensive. Other than that, though, I'll probably be there along with the family and the crew. But congrats to, again, us for getting the MLB All-Star Game. Nevertheless, wherever you may be listening, I certainly hope you've had a very, very good week, because I know that I have as well. All right, ladies and gents, thank you very much for tuning in to today's show, taking time out of your busy day to download and listen. Of course, y'all know the podcast gets played anywhere podcasts are getting played nowadays. So when you get around to telling your friends, family members, loved ones, relatives, neighbors, somebody you just randomly run into at the grocery store while you're doing some Thanksgiving shopping, they can find the show anywhere podcasts are being played by searching Are You Listening Now podcast. On those different platforms, there is a way to rate the show, like the show, and even subscribe to the show. By doing that, not only will it help me out and it'll help promote the show to new listeners, it'll also alert you when new show is being uploaded, so that way you can go download it. And so look for those options on the different podcasts and platforms if you're enjoying the content you're listening to here. In the description of the show notes, I leave timestamps for every segment of the show, so that way if you're a little crunched for time, don't have the opportunity to listen to the entire show, you can use those timestamps to time skip your way straight to your favorite segment. So look for those in the description. But on today's show, so I have a special guest with me today for today's show. I'm very excited to have him. He goes by the name of Saya. So Saya, say what's good to the good people.
That was good, was good. And also shout out to Bad Talk Entertainment.
Yeah, Bad Talk Entertainment. Yeah, definitely check them out. They're doing a lot of big things with that label. But glad to have you in. So I wanted to bring you in for a couple of topics that I think everybody's going to find interesting today. Starting with this one. So I think by now, and oh, spoiler alert, by the way, if you have not seen this movie. So if you haven't, you can either, if you want to listen to the segment, I mean, it's cool. But if not, you know, fast forward to the next one. But Black Panther 2 came out last weekend.
Yeah, that was it. Very good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Yep, it was a good movie. And a lot of people are saying that this might be the best movie of these recent slate of Phase 4 movies. Some people are even saying that it might be comparable to Black Panther, the first one. Now, in my opinion, the first Black Panther is clearly better. And that's just not because Chadwick Boseman was in it either, by the way. I just think it was overall written slightly better. Not much, but slightly better. The villain in it, I think I like Killmonger a little bit better than Namor, even though Namor was great. But to look at the slate of movies that have come out for Phase 4, what do you think this movie actually ranks?
I mean, honestly, I think it's number 2. I have Thor Love and Thunder. Maybe number 1.
Do you?
But like, it might be tied though. It might be tied for number 1 with Black Panther, honestly. Because like, I don't know, man. I thought Black Panther was really a 10. Really. I think Thor is a 10, to be honest. And I mean, I think they're probably, I'll say 9. I'll say 9. Not a 10, 9.
9, okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, yeah, I think the first Black Panther was definitely better. And I think it was a 9.5.
9.5, okay.
Yeah, close to 10. So, yeah. And then, yeah, I think, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's tied for number 1 with Thor Love and Thunder, just truthfully.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, you are the first person that I have talked to who has watched Marvel films or are a fan of the MCU that said Thor: Love and Thunder was the best movie in Phase 4.
Because you know what? I was thinking of Thor Ragnarok. I am tripping. Oh, my gosh. I am tripping. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Wait a minute. That's the one that just came out with Christian Bale. Dang, yeah. I just completely forgot. By the way, Christian Bale, no diss to you, but... Yeah, the movie was okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
His name was Gore the God Butcher, and he butchered one God.
Yeah.
Like, how did that work?
I mean, you know, I didn't watch it again. I wouldn't watch it again. But that's no diss to you. I would only watch it if I'm like watching all the Marvel movies in order to see the timeline and everything. But it's just like, it was, you know, not one of the best. But so we have Black Panther at number one then, because really I don't think any of the other movies were just as good. Maybe Spider-Man actually could be close.
Yep, that's my number one.
So yeah, it'd be those two. And everything else, I mean, the next one would probably be Doctor Strange for me. Yeah. Then everything else. Oh, no, actually, Shang-Chi. That one right there was a good movie. Eternals was good, too. Black Widow was good. Yeah, Thor: Love and Thunder is definitely the worst movie. Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say worse, but you know.
But I mean, out of the phase. I got you.
Yeah.
So here's what I would say. So for me, and I actually went back, because after people started saying this, I started thinking like, Black Panther 2 is actually a really good movie. But when I started hearing, you know, some people say that, you know, this was the best movie in Phase 4, I was like, well, wait a minute, I got a Spider-Man No Way Home. So I was like, I got to go back and watch Spider-Man to make sure I'm not tripping, right? So I went back and watched it. Nah, Spider-Man better. Spider-Man better.
Hey, I got to go back and watch it as well, because I only watched it one time.
Yeah.
And I was actually surprised that I only watched it one time, to be honest, because whenever I first watched it, I was like, it gave me the same feeling that whenever I was a kid and watched the first Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. So,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, the thing for me that made Spider-Man number one was, so both of them have very good, like, building arcs for their main character, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Spider-Man No Way Home was basically just an arc for Peter Parker. Yeah. You know, Aunt May dying, him having to realize that his actions actually carry consequences, that if he's not actually careful what he does, people that he loves can and will get harmed or possibly die. Like, yeah. that hadn't happened for Tom Holland, for his Spider-Man, but it did for this one. So just that whole arc, and then obviously, you know, to bring back Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, which actually kind of worked out, because what they did, they actually helped play that comfort person, right? Like, in all the other Spider-Man, when Uncle Ben died, Aunt May was still there to kind of, you know, get him along and to kind of, you know, keep him in line. Yeah. Whereas, well, maybe not Andrew Garfield. I don't think so, because we never really saw his Aunt May and Uncle Ben and his. So maybe they weren't. But still, with Tom Holland, his Uncle Ben, he didn't have an Uncle Ben. His Uncle Ben was Aunt May. So once she died, he didn't have anybody, and he could have ended up going down that dark road that, you know, Andrew Garfield talked about, you know, he would stop pulling his punches and just all, you know, one-shotting folk. Yeah. So with that, would bring those other Spider-Man to try to help, you know, reel him in to say, hey, you know, look, we've all been through this, right? Mm-hmm. But it's something that you can actually, you know, overcome. I thought that was very, very tight. Now, again, with Shuri's character, I mean, same thing. I mean, I like her character arc, right? I like the fact that, you know, she was in a deep funk because of obviously her brother's passing, which is, you know, tragic as anybody, you know, if they sibling pass, if you're close to them, I mean, you're gonna, you know, maybe go through some darkness for a little bit. Yeah. So that, I did like that. The only thing I didn't like about that was, like, they turned into a nihilist. Like, she was like, I'm ready to burn the world. And I was like, well, but why? I mean, the world didn't kill your brother. Like, I got it. Like, if the world killed your brother, but I mean, like, it was a virus. I mean, unless she's blaming the colonizers and he died with COVID or something. I don't know. But so I didn't get that part. Mm-hmm. But having her mom die in the movie, I think, helped even build on top of that character arc, because she we needed to see that live on screen. We hadn't seen that. And I will say this,
I think they could have played into it a little bit more, but still, I still think, again, it's a very good movie, but I have Spider-Man number one. Mm-hmm. For me, I have that movie tied for second with Shang-Chi. I know Shang-Chi came out a little while ago, and people seem to forget, but that movie was incredible. When it comes to, like, Asian and, you know, Chinese culture and bringing that into the movie, and then the storytelling of, you know, Shang-Chi and, you know, running from his past and stuff to try to build a new life, and then his dad being his dad, you know, being the main bad guy and obviously trying to overcome that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that movie was well written and pretty well put together too. Yeah. So for me, I have Black Panther tied with that movie. Like, I went back and watched that one too, because I was like, whoa, because I had Black Panther over it actually for a minute. And then I went back and watched, and I was like, the fighting scenes in that movie alone in Shang-Chi was better than any fight scene in Black Panther by a mile.
So, yeah, because it wasn't really, it wasn't really a lot of fighting scenes, good fight scenes, because, I mean, Namor is stronger than everybody. It was just one punch man in everybody. I thought it was a good movie. I think Shang-Chi is a good movie, but, yeah, I don't know, man. I like seeing Scarlet Witch blowing up people. Like, that was, it was like watching a video game. That was crazy. Yeah. Like,
what mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to see Black Bolt be the idiot that he is in the comic books.
Like, facts. Like, and then also just seeing Reed Richards Captain America. Like, yeah, man, it was just cool seeing all that extra stuff, seeing Xavier again. Like, that was crazy. Yeah. Like, so, and it sucks that he dies there too. Like, what? Anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
for me, after what I said, it would tie for a second. Mm-hmm. Like, Doctor Strange for me would be, I guess that would be fourth technically by the number. But yeah, I mean, it would be after those. And the only reason I didn't have Doctor Strange higher is not because Wanda doesn't play Scarlet Witch great. I mean, she plays Scarlet Witch, like, great. I mean, Elizabeth Olsen is great with that character. Yeah. Probably needs to win some award, honestly. Yeah. Well, but, I know they're biased when it comes to superhero movies and awards, but just saying, I mean, she's phenomenal with that movie. I think the only thing with it is that there wasn't really the story arc. Like, I know they tried to build that with Wanda, you know, with her basically going nuts trying to find, you know, where can she go be with her kids. But, I mean, to me, that didn't really, I mean, that's not as pivotal as certainly not Spider-Man, you know, having to learn, you know, about his decision. Same thing with Shuri, really, because if you think about it, her going to Namor is actually what caused it, not wanting to kill the young lady, Riri Richards. So that, and then Shang-Chi with his character, argue, like, it just, like, even though, again, I like Wanda's character, it didn't do it. Doctor Strange's character was already kind of built up. Wong's character was already built up. Yeah. America Chavez, I think they tried to build her character arc, but I mean, let's be honest. I mean, as cool as America Chavez is, like, no one cared.
She has to have, like, her own show. I don't know about movie. I think
show would be great.
Yeah, but aren't they having a movie come out, like The Marvels?
The Marvels, yeah. Yeah, that's coming out. That's coming out Phase 5.
So that's it. You said it's a show, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a show. What is that? I think it's going to be a show.
But if it has all the Marvels, like, you think that's going to be a show? If they have all the Marvels, like, all the, so they would have Ms. Marvel, her, and then also the other one.
Captain Marvel. Yeah.
So I feel like that would have to be a movie.
Just
based off of the, like, because one of them is already in a major movie, and Ms. Marvel, I feel like she did good, and the other one is already in a movie. Yeah. So I just feel like they're going to bring her up into a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, possibly, yeah.
But I don't know, though. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it'd still be good. I'd watch it, honestly.
Yeah, I'll watch it. But yeah, I mean, they didn't. I mean, look, America, I mean, her her character in the comic book just wasn't that interesting either. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when you're trying to make a not-so-popular comic book character, like, to make them mean something in the movies, mm-hmm. it's just a little harder to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Marvel did a terrible job or anything. They did the best they could. Yeah. But it just didn't live up to the rest. So I got Doctor Strange at 4. Mm-hmm. After that, I have Thor, Love, and Thunder. Because I'm sorry, the minute you turned one of the most powerful entities in all of Marvel to a genie, I was done. The minute I saw Eternity be a genie, I was like, no, y'all done messed up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Dude, it goes like, one above all is the strongest, right? Then you got the Living Tribunal, and you got people that's on his level of power, like the Beyonders and the Dwelling, you know, stuff like that. Not the Dwelling Darkness, but Obsidian. Like, those people, like, yeah, those people. And then just below him is what you get Eternity, Infinity, like those cats. Yeah. So you mean to tell me you're going to introduce that person who's literally third strongest to God, and then it's a genie.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Gore is one of my favorite characters, one of my favorite villains, actually, in Marvel Comics. And again, his name is Gore the God Butcher. He has actually one of the coolest names, and he does not butcher.
Does not live up to
God. Like, he butchers one guy.
That was it.
I mean, we get to see like some off-screen stuff, but no, have we actually seen him? Like, if Thor was showed up, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was butchering that god and Thor tried to save, but he ended up killing the god, and then him and Thor got into it. Like, I think that would have been kind of cool, you know, something like that. Or if Gore would have showed up when they were at, when they went to where all those gods were, and I forgot that city's name. Doesn't matter.
Is it Olympia?
It could be Olympia. Well, it's supposed to be Olympia, but it wasn't called that in the movie. But anyway, had they maybe Gore showed up there, then I think that would have been cool. That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
But just from that alone, I'm sorry. Just those two things. Sorry, you can't go that high on the list.
First of all, I feel like Thor did more damage to the guys than Gore did. Like, what? Like, Thor the God Butcher. Like,
give him the nickname.
Exactly.
In that movie.
I don't know. That's why I have it last.
Oh, you have Thor last?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have. Now, granted, this is no disrespect to Black Widow.
But, I mean, it's right above Thor and Les. It's not like it's great.
No, but look.
Like, watching that woman.
Yeah, I mean, Scarlett Johansson, you know, she plays that character really well. So, for me, I have it second to last. Because last I have the Eternals because that movie was crap.
Man, hey,
I know we're about to fight on that one for a second.
Of those fight scenes, that's all I'm going to say. Some of the fight scenes are nice.
What fight scenes? Like, which ones in particular?
Like the one, really mainly at the end whenever they're fighting basically the dude Superman.
Icarus?
Yeah. So I forget all these characters' names right now. Like, they're not here right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. But,
the dude who's like Superman, that works made by nobody.
Yeah. With the laser eyes and everything. But I mean, I felt like that was nice seeing all the fat, like the speedy person, the super fast person. Yeah. I mean, and then also the tech dude, like, just, I felt like everybody had like nice individual powers. And once they like actually fought, I felt like that was cool. Angelina Jolie was in it. And
yeah, playing Athena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just said Angelina Jolie was in it because, well, I like looking at her too. Anyways, go ahead.
So here's why I have that movie last. It's so, one, the storytelling was actually not all that great. First of all, it really actually wasn't.
Yeah.
It's like what happened was they put the Celestials in it, which was, to me, was the most intriguing part for me.
Yeah.
Was having seen the Celestials in it, you know, introducing a new level of power that we hadn't seen, because Celestials are stronger than,
I thought, what's his name from Guardian of the Galaxy? I thought his dad was
a Ego? Celestial. Yeah, his dad was a Celestial. Yeah. But, like his dad is a Celestial, but he's, like, a weird Celestial. Like, he is just as strong as them, but it's weird. I don't know, it's weird. Like the way he was birthed was weird, so.
Yeah.
But, I guess it isn't the first time, but I guess it's the first time we got to see those type of Celestials.
Yeah, yeah.
So, for them to, you know, show that, I thought was, you know, pretty cool. But I mean, short of that, I mean, the storytelling wasn't that great. Icarus all of a sudden turning on Cersei, not Cersei, but Jesus, what's her name? What's her name's character played? Salma Hayek. Yeah, but yeah, I'm sorry, that movie was that bad. Like, I have not gone back and rewatched it once. So, like, their names are not coming to me. But yeah. But in any case.
But see, that's the thing. I haven't watched any of those movies again either. Like, Eternals, from Eternals all the way down to Thor, yeah. I haven't watched any of those movies again. And I'm probably never going to, honestly. Like I said, unless I'm watching all of the Marvel films in a row. But I mean, Eternals really doesn't even, it's like, it's in the timeline, but you know, it's like, you can really just not even watch it, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, like, so, it doesn't actually matter, really, yeah. to the grand scheme of things. And that's the thing, too, like, even in the comic books, the Eternals were just not that, like, they were just not that interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, they were kind of just there, and yeah. the only thing that was important was when the Celestials first came and basically experimented on the people who were here on Earth. Part of them got turned into the Eternals. Part of them got turned into the Deviants. And then the other part of them mm-hmm. became X-Men. Basically put an X gene in them. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I mean, other than that, and now granted, they were supposed to watch over the Earth, make sure no one interfered with the Celestials project and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's, again, they're another one of those. It's hard to make them interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, what's interesting is their direct tie to the Celestials. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes them really interesting.
Yeah.
But short of that, mm-hmm. then, yeah, I mean, like, I'll say that to me was the worst Phase 4 movie. And honestly,
yeah, I can see why. Yeah.
yeah and honestly, I know back in the day, people really dumped on like the first Captain America film mm-hmm. and stuff like that and said that was the worst MCU. No. The Eternals.
We're not there.
Yeah.
But that is still the worst movie.
What? No.
I could not watch that movie. I'm never going to watch that. That's actually another movie that I'll never in my life watch unless I'm watching. Even if I'm watching all the Marvel movies, I probably just won't even watch that.
You're skipping straight to Winter Soldier?
Yes. yes.
Look, here's what helped me grow appreciation for it. When you're showing people's origin story and how they became to be who they are, mm-hmm. like, I appreciate for that because that's what it was. It was an origin story. Yeah. Yes, it was based back in, like, pre-Nazi or around Nazi Germany time, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of stuff that we have outgrown in our civilization.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get why it can be boring. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, there was some parts of that movie that were really slow.
But it's just like, Captain America has no cool powers. He has nothing cool. Like, in that movie, he does not look like a badass. He just looks like, because he's fighting, like, a slower technology and stuff. You know what I mean? So, it doesn't look badass. So, like, he's not fighting anybody, like, super crazy or anything. Like,
that was a Red Skull. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, okay, so look, I get it. He's fighting a bunch of Nazis. But, I mean, for me, that's
America.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other America. Than that, like...
yeah. But for me, yeah. I would have to go back. I know what, I'm going to have to go back. I haven't watched that movie in a long time. Yeah. But I would have to go back and actually watch it. And yeah. then, because for me, like, I automatically just have, like, it's them three for sure. Like, it's yeah. Eternals, the first Captain America, and then Thor the Dark World. Yeah. Are like the three worst Marvel movies.
Man, Thor the Dark World, that was a bad movie.
That dude. Movie was terrible.
Dang.
That movie was not good. But yeah, so for me, those three are the worst. I just had to go back and watch and see which one is actually the worst. Because I had Captain America and then Thor the Dark World. But yeah, with the Eternity, I gotta go back and watch that. But yeah, but as far as Black Panther, yeah, I got it slated there, number two behind Spider-Man for me. And you had, who'd you have number one again? I think you had.
So number one, I'm pretty sure I had, it was either Black Panther or Spider-Man. Okay. It's like my 1A, 1B.
Okay. Honestly. Interchangeable.
Yeah. Because, yeah, like I said, those are both nines for sure. Because, yeah, that made me feel. Like, the first time I saw the first Spider-Man. Even though the first Spider-Man is, like, it's a nine, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Especially for that time. Like, yeah.
Heck, even now, I mean, William Dafoe, he plays the mess out of Green Goblin. That dude.
And that was poetic. That was poetic the way he fought the very first villain that we've ever seen on screen for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Fights, you know, basically. I feel like Tom Holland's going to be the last Spider-Man besides Miles Morales.
Yeah. Yeah, when they bring him into the MCU.
I feel like he's going to carry for a long time.
Yeah. I think Tom Holland might, he might do one, maybe stretching it two more. And I don't say Spider-Man. I think like two more projects where he's Spider-Man in it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he said that he didn't want to play it past 30. I think he needs to stop talking to Robert Downey Jr. And like, look here, man.
Better collect.
Look, you better just collect your stuff. You better know Benedict Cumberbatch ain't saying nothing. He like, run me that money. Chris Pratt ain't talking about, I don't want to be Star-Lord. Nah, that man, run him that money. Yep. So, so look, stop talking to Robert Downey Jr. and just, hey, just run it.
I think it's going to do another three movies.
Think you're going to do another three?
Yeah, I feel like you'll do another three. Because that suit that they had at the end, that was cold, bro. They gotta have him in that suit for like three movies, bro. Because he got in the original Spider-Man suit. I was lit when I saw that, bro.
Yeah.
I was super lit. So I'm definitely excited to see what they do with him. But I feel like they'll do a three. And then the third one, they'll like really introduce Miles Morales. But I feel like Miles Morales are already kind of be, you know.
Around.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, they could take a page out of the Spider-Man, you know, that was for the PS4, mm-hmm. where, you know, Miles was there, but he hadn't got his powers yet. Mm-hmm. And then when he got them, he talked to Peter and was like, hey, you know, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I got this. And so then, you know, he learned. Yeah. So, yeah, so I mean, they could play it like that. Like, I don't think they necessarily have to kill Tom Holland, even though.
Yeah.
No, on Marvel, since they like killing people.
It's poetic.
Yeah, I will say this. This was the first movie, like, I swear I thought Namor was going to die. Like, the whole time, like, I was like, they're going to kill Namor. Yeah, because that's what Marvel does. Yeah. Like, they just kill all their villains. Like, it makes sense. And I get it.
But he's not a villain, technically. Because don't they have him as, like, a... I forgot what they listed him as, but it's like he's not a hero, but he's not a villain. He's just like in his own interest.
Yeah,
of people.
Yeah, he's kind of like he's an anti-hero. Like honestly, him, Doctor Doom, and actually Black Panther is kind of anti-heroes because like their best interest is their people's best interest, at least in the comic book anyway. Which that's kind of how they're painting him out to be, you know, now with Telecom where he's at. Mm-hmm. In the MCU. So yeah, he's not a villain. He's just if you come for my people, I will kill you.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, Doom comic books was like that. So I don't know if it's going to be like that in the MCU with Siberia, but but I mean, we'll see when he comes to the MCU. I think that's going to be pretty dope.
Yeah.
See who plays him.
Man, because I feel like they're taking their time bringing Fantastic Four in and Doctor Doom. I feel like they're going to kill it, bro. I feel like it's going to be a 10 out of 10 whenever they come out with it because they've already come out with two. You can't make a worse one than the last one.
Oh, God, no.
You can't make a worse one than the last one. So, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that one almost made Michael B. Jordan not ever getting back into comic book movies with that.
Facts.
God, that movie was awful. But, no, I think they're going to do a good job. I would like to see them hinted at slightly at the end, like some end credit scene of Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania.
I think so.
But
that's the perfect, and first of all, like, you know how you were saying earlier how it's hard to bring in like a character that nobody really, they did a good job with Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just straight up, like, I love watching his movies, like all of them, literally. All of them are good to me.
Yeah.
At least 8.5s actually, I'll say at least.
Yeah, no, they're really good. Like every single one of his. It's really good, and Quantumania is just gonna be nuts. I can't wait to February to watch that movie. That movie is gonna be nuts.
When does that even come
out? It comes out February of 2023.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's gonna be nuts when that comes out.
It's gonna be a good year next year.
It's
for movies, for Marvel,
Now it's some nice slate of stuff coming out next year. Now, granted, Phase 6 is when it really kicks off with Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. That's gonna be lit.
That is gonna be lit. Yeah.
But with Ant-Man and Wasp: Quantumania, that movie. I'm curious to see, like, when that movie comes out. I think I am gonna do a ranking of now best MCU movies, because I feel like that one is gonna be really high. Mm-hmm. Because, like, for me, out of all the MCU movies, like, I still have Infinity War number one for me. Then I have Endgame number two. And then after that, I got to think now, because like those two are clearly one and two, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like if some people want to put like the Winter Soldier, because that movie, I mean, that movie, for its choreographed fight, that movie has some of the best fight scenes, I think, in all of Marvel outside of Shang-Chi. But yeah, I got to think about that. But definitely Infinity War is number one for sure.
Yeah,
but I want to.
I agree.
But out of these new Phase 4 movies, like, out of my top 10, I don't think the only one who can get it, there's only three that could maybe get into my top 10, which is Spider-Man, his latest Black Panther, and then Shang-Chi, which to me is actually kind of hard because I didn't even have the first Black Panther in my top 10. I take that back. Yeah, I did. It was number two.
Yeah,
You know what I did, though? I take that back. Mm-hmm. Because I did this show a long time ago, like early on, and I actually ranked my top 10 Marvel and DC films.
Okay.
So because of that, I didn't have it in there. I think if I just did Marvel, it would definitely.
DC.
What do you think about?
Has like two movies that I put up. Oh, well, actually, if you're thinking about all the Batman movies too.
Well, yeah, I was like Christian Bale. Dark Knight. Yeah. I'm sorry. That movie had to go in there. I had Joker in there.
I don't know why they're doing him separate from the bro. Bring that man into the universe. Stop it.
Yeah. Is he separate?
Yes, he's separate.
Oh, that's so dumb.
He's just completely separate. And it's like, no, you need to bring that man into the universe because like he needs to be this new Batman. First of all, that Batman movie, that was a great Batman movie.
I think that was actually
probably the best movie that came out.
I don't think it's better than Dark Knight.
No, I'm talking about recently of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think that's the, out of like all the hero films or whatever, I think so.
I can see that. I think it's definitely the best. Like DC only came out with two films this year.
Yeah.
But it's better than Black Adam for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And then, I don't think I could. If I did a top five, it would definitely be top five for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to think, what would I have? Because I don't think. Yeah, because I mean, I don't think it's better than Spider-Man No Way Home. And I got to think about that. I think, yeah, but it's top five for sure, though. Like, I know for sure it's top five. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, so when I did it, I had DC and, but if I just did Marvel, I want to see where, I think I will once Ant-Man comes out, Quantumania, then I'm going to redo my top 10 and see
what is actually. I could see Ant-Man, because honestly, the first Ant-Man, actually, I thought that was a damn near perfect movie, honestly.
Yeah, like, I thought it was underrated because no one talks about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, bro, just from the story, just from like, bro, just the dialogue, bro, everything about it, they made, like, he's a funny character. Like, the fight scenes were nice. Like, just seeing, like, how his powers worked and everything. Like, bro, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
No,
yeah,
I love that character. Yeah, I agree. I think that movie's actually underrated. I mean, the second one wasn't as good as the first one, but it was still decent, It was still good. Yeah. I just think this one, with especially Jonathan Majors playing Kane the Conqueror, I like him as an actor. So, I just want to see once that movie comes out. I think I'm gonna do a show and rank all the Marvel movies and think. I still don't think anything's gonna be an Infinity War at this exact moment. At this exact moment.
The only thing
I don't want to say was, never. I'm just saying like right at this exact
moment. Yeah, no. Right at this exact moment, I don't think so either. Even Ant-Man, I don't think that would top Infinity War. No. But I think that Secret Wars, I think that has the potential to top. Because it's just like, that's going to have so many, so many superheroes in it. And it's just going to be like... Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. So
yeah, I actually read some stuff about that, saying that they are gonna bring in like different superheroes from different universes, so we can get, you know, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man back. We can get Chris Evans, Captain America, plus even his Johnny Storm or his Johnny Blaze, excuse me, you know, from the Fantastic Four. So yeah, so it's I think that movie actually has the potential to be better. But right now, we're gonna rank it when it comes. But want to switch gears to this topic, because as y'all know, anytime you talk about greatest players, no matter what the sport is, outside of maybe hockey, because I think hockey is Wayne Gretzky and there is nobody close. Outside of that, every sport, when you start talking about the greatest, is debatable. And so in a lot of people's opinion, now some sports I don't think is debatable, but again, I get why there is a debate. So way earlier in my podcasting years, and I know I've kind of hinted at it from time to time on a variety of different shows, but I brought up my top 10 NBA players of all times, right? And the last time I touched on it was when Steph Curry won his fourth ring, and then everybody's recency bias somehow moved Steph Curry into the top 10. Now, to give my top 10 so that way Sia knows, just in case, because again, I did do that show so long ago. I had Jordan at number 1. I had LeBron at number 2. I had Kareem at 3. I had Magic at 4. I had Bill Russell at 5, because again, you got to pay respects to the elders. I know that's a dying art form nowadays, but again, I had him at 5. I had Tim Duncan at 6. I had Kobe at 7. I had Larry Bird at 8. I had Shaq at 9. And I had Hakeem Olajuwon at number 10, with my honorable mentions being Wilt Chamberlain and Oscar Robertson at the time. You know, 11 and 12, if you will. When Steph won, I did move him up to 12. Cause I'm like, you obviously you're done winning Oscar. I'm gonna put you ahead of Oscar. I just couldn't put you ahead of Wilt yet. But he's right behind Wilt, so he's just right outside my top 10. So those are my 10. And just to give you some background, so I based my top 10 on how dominant were you on both sides of the ball. Like everybody in my top 10, obviously was great on offense and either great on defense, or they've made some all defensive teams. For everybody who sits there and says, Magic made an all defensive team. Yes, he did. He made it twice. So go look it up. But so for me, that's how great my top 10, which is why I couldn't put Steph in my top 10, because he's only great on offense.
So who did you say your top 10 was one more time?
So I had Michael Jordan, number 1, LeBron at number 2. I had Kareem at number 3.
Okay.
Magic at 4.
Okay.
Bill Russell at 5. I have Tim Duncan at 6. Kobe at 7. Larry Bird at 8. Shaq at 9. Hakeem at 10.
You know, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and read mine. So I have MJ, LeBron. If LeBron wins one more ring, I'm going to put LeBron at number 1.
Let me ask you a question. If he wins one more ring, but like just say Anthony Davis is the finals MVP, you going to put him at number 1 then?
a ring is a ring. But I mean, that's tough, man. But Anthony Davis, I mean, it depends. I feel like Anthony Davis's time will come for him to win a finals MVP, but I just feel like LeBron would, if he got to the finals again, I feel like he's going to go crazy. Like, me, because, like, yeah, I mean, He needs that ring before he retires. I'll just say that. If he wants to be considered, or if he not considered, but if he wants to really like put the stamp on it, he needs one more.
For me, I'm right there with him too. Like, I wasn't one of those people who would say he can never catch Jordan.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm just one of those people who think there is a very large gap currently. Like, LeBron is a solid two. Like, people who listen to the show has heard me say this. Jordan is clearly one, and LeBron is a solid two. For me, he would have to, same thing, if he won another finals, and he got finals MVP, which means he was the best player on his team, then at that point, I think it can be a realistic conversation about who's better. Because then at that point, you know, it's really pick 'em at that point, to me. But that's the only way I would allow that conversation to happen. Anybody else talks about he's GOAT right now, you're out of your mind. But I'm sorry, go ahead with your list.
And you're probably going to criticize me on this one. This isn't any type of recent bias here, anything like that. But you just think about, like, how great this person was.
I don't do it.
You already know what I'm about to do. Kobe.
Oh, Kobe. You know what, though? I've heard a lot of football fans. Not football, excuse me. Sorry, we got a game on in the background. The Cowboys are killing. But,
This is... Vikings are getting smacked right now.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, I was saying, so for a lot of basketball fans, they actually do have Kobe extremely high. And look, anybody who has him high, like, I do understand the logic. Not only was he great on offense, he was also nine-time all defensive team.
Thank you.
So, like, I don't fault people for having him high. Like, I don't think it's insane. I just disagree. Because I could argue a couple of different reasons why I have Tim Duncan, Bill Russell, Magic, and Kareem over him. But again, we'll get back into that. What's the rest of your list?
All right. Next, I have Magic, and then I have Kareem. Then I have Bill.
Okay.
I have Bill Russell actually at number... I have him at number 10.
Okay, to be honest.
Like, it's... I only put him at number 10 just because, again...
Out of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really the only reason. But after that, I have Tim Duncan.
Okay, so that would be... Is that 7?
6.
6, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Larry Bird. You're going to hate me for this one. Steph.
Ugh. Okay.
Where's Shaq?
Okay. Oh, Shaq at 9?
Yeah.
Okay. So... Alright, so I guess let me pick at a couple of your people. We'll start with Kobe. And look, this is not Kobe hate, by the way. And again, because I guess it just depends on how you rank your people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, you know, as I talked about, and that's how I want to get your opinion to how you rank your people. So for me, it's three things. One, how great were you on offense? Were you a great two-way player, basically? So, for me, that's one of those things. Were you great on offense? Were you great on defense?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing was, in your career when you played, what did you accomplish? And yes, I know a lot of people say that awards are subjective, right? And that, well, how can you really count MVPs if the writers are actually voting on it, right? Well, I'm sorry. It's the way the system is. It just is. So, you can't, like, discount the system. So, for me, it's what did you accomplish in your career? That's the other thing. And then, my last thing is, at your peak, how good were you? Like, at your best, how good were you? And, you know, we have a great stat that actually measures that that's called PER. So for me, that's why, for me, I just don't have Kobe as high as Duncan. Because Duncan... at his best, was better than Kobe. And the reason why I say that is because when Kobe had a chance to be the man, He won two rings with Pau Gasol. He actually went to three finals, which is highly in a row, which is highly impressive, considering Tim Duncan has never been to back-to-back. Wait, hold on. No, I don't think he's ever been to back-to-back finals. I don't think he ever. Oh, I take it back. Yes, he did. Versus Miami, he went to back-to-back finals. But anyway, but still, he was on the telly in his career. I'm just saying, but still. Yeah. So that is impressive. But when you look at Tim Duncan having more all-defensive teams than Kobe, Tim Duncan actually in 2003 basically dragging that San Antonio Spurs team to a title. Like, it was literally just him. Because David Robinson was at retirement. He literally retired after that finals. Yeah. He had a rookie Tony Parker and a second-year Manu Ginobili, so they want the great players that they were later on.
Manu Ginobili was already making noise there.
He wasn't making that kind of noise.
In the World Cup, yes, he was.
Well, okay, you're talking about when he was playing for Argentina?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's Argentina. Like, nobody took the Olympics that serious back then.
So, I'll tell you this. This is why I bring that up because, listen, I'll tell you like this. Kobe, he went to the Olympics and they won. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. He joined the Olympics team of all these all-stars.
Yep, and Tim Duncan was on that team that lost. It's not crazy. What they did with that team, they just threw a bunch of NBA players on that team and said, hey, you guys are going to win. Like, that team was not constructed well at all. Hey. Like, think about this. The two guards were literally Allen Iverson and Stephon Marbury. They're literally the two same players. And you got them both. So, I get it. It's another thing on Kobe's resume that Tim Duncan doesn't have. But Tim Duncan has things that Kobe doesn't have. Like, one, he has more regular season MVPs. Hey, he has a defensive player of the year. He has more all-defensive teams. He has more winning seasons than Kobe Bryant. And you can say that's the organization, and that's fine. Because Kobe was playing with a guy called Smush Parker and Kwame Brown.
Exactly.
I get it. But he also did lose a 3-1 lead to Phoenix. Now, granted, you could argue he never should have got that 3-1 lead. But when you had it, you still lost it. And he actually literally would not shoot in one of those games to prove a point. But still, you basically blew a game where Tim Duncan never did that. Matter of fact, Tim Duncan actually beat him and Shaq in their prime in that 2003 championship that the Spurs won. He literally beat them boys by himself.
But that wasn't in Kobe's prime.
It wasn't Kobe's prime, but he was still extremely good. They had already three-peated.
That's cool.
Shaq was in his prime. He still had Shaq on that team, and Tim Duncan literally beat them by himself.
But listen, that's cool, but it still wasn't his prime. Put prime Kobe on that team, and I'm telling you, they
don't lose to the Pistons for sure.
They don't lose to nobody.
I still think Tim Duncan would have got. Tim Duncan literally outplayed, and he basically Hakeem Olajuwon Shaq that year. So
he did. He took Shaq out like completely.
Yeah.
That year, so made Shaq want to leave. Anyways, I mean, I'm just saying, man. That's why I gotta put Kobe there.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of people. You're not alone. I mean, look, anybody that has them, they're like. Well, let me ask you a question. So what's your criteria on how you rate your top 10?
Greatness. Like, you can say, like, all these awards and everything like that, but, like, who's running the league at the time? Who's people afraid of? Who's people, like, actually afraid to play? Every single player would tell you the one player that you don't want to play is Kobe. I'm not going to say nobody would say Tim Duncan, because there's some people that maybe say Tim Duncan, but whenever you hear people in the league like that's been in both of their eras, who would you not want to play? I would not want to play Kobe Bryant. And then now, whenever LeBron was running things, who would people say, I do not want to play against LeBron? Is it about
who I was really running? I didn't really hear that when LeBron was playing, to be honest.
What do you mean you didn't hear that whenever he was on the Heat? Nobody wanted to play LeBron on whenever he was on the Heat.
I don't know. I mean, the Celtics really actually wanted that smoke.
they can say they wanted that smoke, but them boys knew they had no chance.
I don't know. They did have them down 3-2. They really thought right. they had a chance.
Like they, but, that's what I'm saying. They really thought they had a chance. They thought just because they thought that.
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't have had a chance though. The fact that they even got up 3-2.
No, that's true. They should have honestly, really. I don't know how they won three games. That was crazy.
Yeah, like I
would have won two games.
I will not say that nobody wanted to see did not want to see LeBron. Like I don't want to make it seem like people wanted to play LeBron James. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but. I just don't think he had the same level of, I don't want to see, I can't make that dude mad. Yeah, like, with because, you know, Kobe had that. Obviously, Jordan had that. Jordan had legendary stories. Too. Yeah.
true. So, but that's what I'm saying.
Even Larry Bird for that, man.
Whenever people talk about, like, basketball, I feel like people refer it to, like, the MJ era, Kobe era, and, like, honestly, LeBron era. Like, he really has carried, like, this past a long time. But now, not recently.
I'll say probably for 10 years, for at least.
And that's a long time, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time. Like, I'm going to say, because there are some people who just wrongly say that from, like, 2007 till, let's say, 2021, he was the best player, and it's like, no, it wasn't, because Kobe was better than him in 07, 08, 09, and 10.
It was transitioning.
It was transitioning. So to me, and now if you want to say that LeBron was the best player in 2010, because that's when he won the MVP, then okay, that's fine. I'll give him 2010. Kobe won
MVP. They didn't know they robbed that man.
I know Shaq felt he got robbed versus Steve Nash. He didn't, because Steve Nash showed up on that team, and the Phoenix Suns literally won 13 games the year before, and the next year they won 65 games. Like, yeah, dude. Yeah, that dude's about to win MVP. Like, I'm sorry, Shaq. This dude's about to win MVP. Now, the following year when he won it again is that one I think they robbed Kobe.
Yeah.
Because Kobe, because remember they had traded Shaq at that point, and Kobe was basically on a team with a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah.
And I know that they, I think they missed the playoffs that year. They barely missed the playoffs, but Kobe was literally averaging like I think he was averaging like 33-7-6 or something like that. Some ridiculous stat line. Plus, he was first team all defense. So that year, so I mean. For me, Kobe should have got that one too.
Yeah.
He got one later, but he should have got that one too. So
2008.
Oh yeah, he won it 08. But I'm just saying, but he should have got that one that Steve Nash won the second time. Yeah. But I haven't said that yet. So look, Kobe at three. For me, okay, so when you said greatness, you said there's people scared of you, right? Like, has anybody scared of Steph? Like, I ain't never heard nobody say
You know what? Hey, listen, I'd say like this. Ever since Steph done started shooting that ball the way that he's shooting it, hey, more people done started trying to shoot that ball the way that Steph shoot it. And it has changed the whole entirely. Listen, look, Steven Adams is probably one of the better centers. Like, that's obviously not like the Jokic or like Embiid. You know what I'm saying? But like, he's one of the better centers in the league, and Memphis is playing this man, I believe, like 23 minutes a game or something like that. I have to look at it.
They're not playing him all that much.
But the thing is that this man is a double-double if you play him for 30 minutes plus. I don't see a reason for not playing him for at least 30 minutes every game, because he's going to get you 10 rebounds. That's what you need.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and probably a couple of blocks.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. And bro, come on, man. Anyways, but yeah.
Okay, so change the game. So here's, and the Steph did change the game. I will give him that. But I think with recency bias, people literally think that this is the first time that ever happened in NBA history, which is just categorically false and not true. So the game has been changed several times for a few different people. One was Wilt Chamberlain. Mm-hmm. They literally said you cannot dunk because Wilt Chamberlain was literally averaging 50 on folks. So they took that away. When Kareem came in, what did they do? I think they put the dotted line in so that way they could call charges better. I think that's what they did with him. So Kareem helped change the game. When Michael Jordan was there, he changed the game. And for anybody listening saying, how did Mike change the game? Well, I'm going to tell you how. back then, it was believed that to win a championship, you had to win it with a center. Like, they really believed that the only way you could win a championship was by having a great big man. And Mike came in and was like, nah, I'm finna do this. And now, granted, Isaiah Thomas did it before that as a small. But I'm just saying, they thought Isaiah was an anomaly. And then Jordan comes, and nope. And then after that, everybody was like, nah, we need to go get us a guard.
Yeah.
So, score. So look. I know Steph changed the modern game. So I get that. I'm just saying it's not the first. But again, though, but that still doesn't say, man, I don't think people are actually scared of Steph the same way. Like, they may be like, you know, they put in a game plan and say, hey, pick this man up from half court.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise he going to jack it and probably make it.
So you don't mean, so that, what that sounds like they scared to me. You got to pick that man up at half court. Who would want to pick up Steph at half court? Who wants to do that?
Well, you have to because he can make it.
Exactly. So who actually wants to do that? Nobody actually wants to go out in half court and have. Most people was like, okay, let me wait for this guy to get the 3-point line. I can kind of just chill here. No, like, you have to be on your shit or else you're going to get taken out the game for letting Steph make an open shot that shouldn't be open. That's all I'm saying, man. Like,
I got it. Look,
hold on. Go ahead.
Now, look, for me, yeah, you got him eighth, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's just no, who did you had Bill Russell and Shaq, right?
Shaq
at nine? Yeah, I think you had Shaq at nine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Steph is not better than Shaq. And, if you want to have Bill Russell not in your top 10 or somewhere at the bottom because of his era, to me, I hate when people do that because it's like, you can't compare eras. Like, you can't do that. Like, yeah. You had to compare what they did in their era.
Yeah, no.
Because if you do that, then, I mean, yeah, all these cats better than pretty much everybody, you know, prior to 1985. But, again, you can't do that because that's not how you should judge basketball. You have to look at what they did in their era, which is why I have Bill Russell. But having said that, but you're going to have Steph. Okay, fine. But Shaq, he is not better than Shaq. When Shaq was the most dominant big man this side of Will Chamberlain. That man was literally unstoppable. Nobody won three championships in a row.
That's true.
And was the best player on those teams.
He has four rings, right?
He has four. Yeah. The last one he won with D-Wade, and D-Wade was cutting man. But I'm just saying,
even whenever he was on the Heat, he was still
double
machine. The year before...
The year before, they was gonna make the finals,
uh-huh.
But I forgot somebody got hurt, and they ended up losing. And Shaq was like second in MVP voting that year, so yeah, Shaq was still good.
And listen, this is why I'm gonna tell you that Steph is better than it. And I'm not gonna say better than because I'm gonna tell you why Steph is number 8 on my list.
Okay,
above Shaq. And this is just me being truthful.
Okay.
Back in 1992, they averaged 7 3-point shots a game, like the whole league together.
Yeah, that was the most.
Right. So, look, now we're going to go to...
Oh, they averaged like...
2000. I'm going to just go to 2000. Eight years.
Yeah, I think...
I think it was like 12 is what I was kind of looking at.
Let me see real quick. Here we go. On our basketball reference, it has that the average three-pointers attempted. You wanted to look up 2000, right?
Yeah.
They were averaging 13.7.
Now, I guarantee you right now, the league is probably averaging 25
plus. 34.2.
I was going to say 25 plus. And it's good reason. Because you have someone like Steph that is literally that's – like, man, I'm telling you, man, it's just, and he made the game a lot quicker, bro. I mean, I'm not going to say him specifically, just like him do that. But like, I'm just saying, man, the game is so fast paced now. It's ridiculous.
I mean, the games in the 70s or in the early 80s were just as fast.
Yeah, but I'm just
saying. Less 3-point shooting, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm just saying as far as like, yeah, just scoring and just. 3-point shooting, like, yeah, everybody wants to be at the 3-point line. Like, whenever people used to drive Like, they used to tell you as a coach to cut into the lane for the layup.
Yeah.
Now, go to the three-point line.
Like, it's crazy. Steph has a lot to do with that. But some of that, too, has to do with just analytics and people, you know, just doing simple math saying 3 points is better than two. So that's what a lot of that is. And now, granted, yes, I know Steph was a large contributing factor to it. But some of that is just that. For me, Steph has only been the best player on his team twice and won the title.
Man, that's crazy, bro.
Shaq was the best three of his.
That's crazy.
And again, Shaq has some all defensive teams and Steph will never get one. So Steph, he is a very great offensive player. He is phenomenal. But there is another side to basketball, which is defense, which is why I'm sorry, I can't put that man in the top 10 for winning four rings, two of which he was the best player with one finals MVP and only two league MVPs. Now, I know one of them is unanimous, but still, I'm sorry, I can't put that man there just because he changed the game. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. He can change the game all he wants, but he was not a better overall player than anybody in my top 10.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. Whenever he gets his fifth ring, because he's going to get his fifth ring.
Guys. If he gets five, then, I mean, I'm going to put him in my top 10 then.
I'm telling he's already there, though. Look,
Warriors ain't doing too good, do you?
I'm going to just say, no, they're not doing too good this year. But all I'm saying is right now, I mean, dang, I thought he averaged more steals. But he basically almost averages two steals a game.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. Allen Iverson averages that much.
It didn't mean anything, but I
was saying. Well, I'm going to say it doesn't mean anything. Like, let me not say it means nothing. But steals does not.
He can read lanes and stuff. That's still technically good IQ for defense. Yeah, steals. Tony Pollard is just going off.
Yeah, steals does not mean that. Yeah, good Lord. Yeah. 30-3. Anyway, in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's 29.
Yeah, that was a dime that Dak threw, too. Yeah. That was a dime.
That was crazy.
That he was throw. But yeah, but to me, I'm not saying steals doesn't mean, because that does mean that you can read passing lanes and stuff like that, but it doesn't actually speak to how good you are on defense.
Yeah.
And Steph is just not a good defender. Lately, he has been a, you know, at least not an Olay defender. Yeah, like, as he was like earlier.
Attack staff.
They're still going to attack stuff, but I'm just saying. He wasn't a, you know, now he's a little better, but he's just never going to make an all-defensive team. And for me, his offense is just not that much better than, for example, Hakeem Olajuwon, who I have in my top five. Like, Hakeem's defense is light years by Steph. I'm talking about they in some other like universe from one another becomes a defense. On offense, Steph, you want to say he shoots threes? Okay, fine, because Hakeem didn't shoot threes. But other than that, I mean, Steph's offense is not that much better than Hakeem's. I don't, matter of fact, I could say that Steph's offense is maybe a little bit better, but that's it. So if you're a little bit better than this cat, and this cat is miles ahead of you on defense, I'm sorry, I can't put you over that dude. Not with having, again, two rings that you were the best player of.
Yeah, it's just so hard to say. Because, listen, man, I know KD is KD, but look, unless KD wins a ring on his own, he was not the best player on that Warriors team.
And what you mean?
I'm going to tell you why. Go back and look at some of, like, how KD was scoring. And look at whenever Steph has the ball, there's three people around that man every single time he passes it to KD. Or every single time he passes it and KD is open. Or like, I'm telling you, but there was a lot of plays like that. Like, KD is really talented, but unless that man wins something on his own, I'm trying to tell you, you can go back, because Steph was still averaging a lot of points. Like, he was still doing Steph things, but he just had KD. And at the end of the day, like, what are you going to do if you're the other team?
Well,
what
yeah,
can I mean, you do? If you
well, were, I mean, well, look.
Like, I'm just
well, look,
saying.
The Warriors' offense, even when KD was there, ran through Steph. So I get that because of that, yes, you're going to put more emphasis towards Steph. But at least during that time, like, overall, Steph is a better player, you know, from his career than KD, which is why I have But I don't even know why I have KD right now. I ain't thought about that. I mean, he's probably in the top 20 somewhere. That's kind of thing. But anyway.
Got to run a ring, KD.
Yeah, I mean, he got to run a ring to get into the top 15.
Yeah, by himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to get to the top 15. Otherwise, I'm going to have you some. I'm probably going to have you 20 or something. But anyway, I haven't thought about it. But he's probably somewhere 20 or 19 or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, as far as Steph goes, doing that run, yes, he did get more attention. But that still doesn't mean that he was the most valuable person to his team. Here, I'm going to give you an example. So in football, right, for example, since we're watching the Cowboys, when Zeke and Dak got there, Zeke was the best player on Dallas. People focused on, we need to stop Zeke. But in order for the Cowboys to really win games, Dak actually, being the quarterback, was the most valuable person. In that scenario in basketball, yes, Steph, you know, was the person that people had to key on because, hey, if we slow him down, we have a better chance. But KD was the most valuable person. That's why they went and got him, so that way they could actually beat LeBron. Because if Steph was so good by himself, he wouldn't have needed KD to go beat LeBron.
He didn't need KD. He won.
What do you mean? Lost the 3-1 lead. He didn't need KD.
But what do you mean? He already had a ring.
No. I'm saying to beat LeBron. I'm not saying to win the ring. To beat LeBron.
It don't matter.
It does matter.
It don't matter. Because guess what? Guess who didn't win a ring against LeBron? By himself. Oh. KD.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You had a Russell Westbrook that was a really good Russell Westbrook at the time. Russ isn't playing bad now. He's actually playing pretty damn better. Good.
Yeah.
To be honest. So, like, I'm just saying.
He's been the second best player on the Lakers. He's been the second best player on the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. So, it's just like, bro, like, yeah, man. No, thank you. KD needed the Warriors.
Well, no, I'm not saying KD did not need the Warriors. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying
more than they needed him, because the Warriors would have went, I feel like, back to the...
No, they wouldn't. They'd have lost.
What do you mean? They had the record.
They had the 3-1 lead, then they lost to Cleveland because Cleveland had figured them out in that series. That's why they lost.
Yeah, but that's fine. That's why you go to next year and you do it again. I promise you.
Maybe they would have had, but they thought they couldn't, which is why they said, hey, KD, would you like to come help us? KD said, you know what? I ain't got no ring. Yeah.
I guarantee you they were... Man, come on, man. You can't say that they really needed KD like that, bro. They needed him
to beat LeBron.
But hey, but
they were not going to beat LeBron again.
Bro.
LeBron and Kyrie Irving, bro, they won't beat them again.
But you can't say that, though.
I can, because they literally just lost to him. When Steph and the Warriors won that ring, how did they win it? Kyrie wasn't there and Kevin Love wasn't there. LeBron was literally playing. He was playing with his... Matthew Dellavedova was not even his fourth best player, but that was his second best player in that series, and he still took two games from him.
All I'm going to say is... Steph would have got to the finals every single time, regardless.
I think, yeah. I mean, I could buy that. I think they would have definitely got back that next year.
But that's the thing. KD wouldn't have had no rings, though.
That's crazy. That part is true.
Because KD couldn't have beat LeBron.
LeBron, up until KD joined the Warriors, had a winning record versus KD by, like, a lot. Like, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
But so,
that's what I'm saying.
So, I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying that... Again, once they lost that 3-1 lead, they were not going to beat LeBron and Kyrie Irving again. They won. If they had met them in the finals of next year, LeBron and Kyrie and the Cleveland Cavaliers would have whooped them again.
Hey, man, that's debatable.
And then at that point, Steph has one ring and another finals loss. Now, granted, maybe at that point, LeBron is... You know, now he has a real goal catcher. Now LeBron has 5 rings. Like, KD going there actually did 2 things. It helped Steph. It helped him, too. And it cheapened LeBron, if you will.
Yeah.
Because it stopped LeBron from winning 2 rings.
Facts.
Yeah, because they were not going to be Cleveland again.
All I'm saying is, I think KD reached out to Golden State. I don't think it was the other way around. I felt like Golden State was comfortable at the end of the day.
No, they reached out to him. The reports say they reached out to him. Yeah, they reached out to him.
But I'm just okay, man.
You have look, I don't blame them.
You have the opportunity to get KD. Who wouldn't? Though?
That's what I'm saying. I don't blame them. I don't even like. I know a lot of people hated KD going there. Like, I didn't even blame KD. You're a free agent.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, I want to win. Who can I go? Who can I go win with? He said, you know what? I know. I just lost the 3-1 lead to these dudes. But looking around, where else is he going to go to actually contend? Like, think about it at that time. Where was he actually really going to go? I guess he could have maybe went to the East and paired up with a young Boston team. But that team wasn't – that team was I know they had made the Eastern Conference Finals and stuff. But
that team would be crazy.
But right now, that team would be crazy. Good God. But anyway. But yeah, I'm just saying, there was nowhere that KD was going to go realistically. Maybe he could have went to San Antonio. But nobody wants to play with Greg Popovich because of the way he is. Yeah. Well, it's not even that. It's San Antonio. San Antonio. But anyway, no disrespect to anybody in San Antonio. But but there was very few places KD could have went and actually said, I'm going to realistically be able to win a ring. And I know people say, yeah, stay with Oklahoma City. But look, here's the thing with Westbrook that people always miss. With him, Westbrook's problem is also his strength. He is a 100 miles an hour go, 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 go. Like, he doesn't understand pace. Like, he doesn't understand, let me not go so fast right here. I need to actually slow it down. He doesn't understand that for whatever reason. So even if he would have came back with Oklahoma City, they would have ran into that same problem. That's the same problem. So Kevin, I didn't follow him because he was a free agent going to Golden State. But at the same time, he went there. He, by definition of winning 2 finals MVPs, was the best player on that team. Actually, by his numbers too, could not test the finals because Steph got robbed out of that one with Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, 100%.
But he should have won that one. But anyway, yeah. That's another story. But he obviously put up better numbers than Steph in the finals. So therefore, dude's gonna win that, which is why I said Steph has been the best player on 2 of his championship teams, whereas Hakeem, same thing. Hakeem also drug his Houston Rockets to the finals that second year. They were the 6th seed, and he drug them all the way to the finals by himself, basically, and won. So, and Steph ain't did that. Again, he's just better.
I don't know, man.
When'd he do that? Which one of them finals he won, he did that. Because he had a chance versus Toronto when KD was out Klay went down. He had a chance, then he didn't.
That. Yeah. But, okay, first of all, Kawhi was playing
great ball. It's out of his mind.
He was playing great ball. So, I'll say that. But also, I mean, come on, man. I feel like Klay Thompson wasn't Klay Thompson. I mean, yeah, he made the big shots that they needed, basically, but like...
But Klay got hurt that series, so that was...
No, cool. I'm talking about this past championship.
Oh.
I feel like...
Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins played amazing during that series.
Yeah, they did. Like, Andrew Wiggins honestly played really damn good.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I didn't expect Golden State to go to the finals, and I didn't expect Steph to win. I didn't. Not from the start of the season. Yeah. So, that's all I'm saying.
But he didn't drag his team there, though. That's different. True. No one expected them, but he didn't drag. Like, Hakeem literally from the 60 drugged them there. And he went through the Karl Malone and John Stockton, who people have some disrespect on John Stockton. I've been listening to some of these sports shows, and people are just like, John Stockton wasn't that good. Like, y'all got to stop that. Like, don't do that. But anyway. But with that being said, so they went through Karl Malone and John Stockton. Mm-hmm. Then in the next round, they had to beat Charles Barkley. And then after that, in the on the Western Conference Finals, who did they beat? Oh, David Robinson. He had won MVP that year. The Spurs were a top 2 seed. And he beat them. And then when it swept Orlando with Shaq and Penny at Fay Height. So, yeah. Yeah, Hakeem, like I said, with that alone, plus, again, he has the same amount of league MVPs. He has obviously, he's just by far and away more defenses in like Steph ain't gonna get one. This man got like 11 plus two defensive player of the years, two of them things. And on top of that, too, as far as all NBA, Hakeem still has more selections than Steph.
I'll just say we have to also put it in this perspective that in today's league, I'm just gonna be honest with you, it's better. There's better teams. There's just way better teams.
What?
I'm gonna say it again. There's way better teams. There's more talent in the NBA in today's time than at that time.
Yeah. So I've heard people say that. So define talent, because I know people bring up they're bigger, stronger, faster, jump higher, and all that.
No, it's not even that. It's like literally there are so many individual stars in the league now. It's like it kind of it doesn't make any sense, honestly. Like, you have to think about it. Like, there are multiple guys that can go out and score 25 plus. Multiple. It's just not like a select few, like, oh, okay, like, it makes sense that he did that. Or like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, back in the day, there weren't that many people that were just going that could, like, I mean, yeah, there was a good amount, but it was select teams that had those players.
Yeah, but the pace was slower, though.
Hey, man, and that is what it is, but... all I'm saying is there's more stars in today's time than there was back then.
Like for me, I guess, see, and that's the thing. And again, I guess it just depends on your outlook of what talent is, right? Mm-hmm. Because, again, I brought up how people bring up the bigger, stronger, faster. I bring up how people say these things can shoot more. A lot of these guys have better ball handling skills, right? Like, mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine if that's what you want to base it on. But for me, I guarantee you nobody in this league has a post game outside of Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid actually shoots a lot of jumpers, so he ain't even down the block. And that's a skill, but that requires footwork. And I guarantee you that most of these cats in the league today don't have that type of footwork.
All I'm going to say is that what I meant by, like, the league is better in today's standards, right now the 10th seed in the West is 8-8. Right now in the East, the 10th seed, or actually all the way down to the 11th seed, is 7-9. Like, that's what I mean by, like, there isn't, like, a team where you're just, like, they're smacking everybody. Because they're too many good teams.
So there's more parity now because people stop doing super teams?
What do you mean that people stop doing super teams?
Well, yeah, when
what do you mean? Brooklyn is a super team. They have Kyrie, KD. James Harden. Okay. What do you mean? There's not super team.
I thought you were gonna say Ben Simmons. I'm about to say that.
No. Ben Simmons, he's not a star anymore. But anyways, I mean, I'm just saying, bro. Like, look at Cleveland. Like, every team has at least two stars.
What that means,
can make the All-Star team.
But it just means there's more parity then.
But man, look. All I'm saying is that it's. I feel like, and I hate to say it's harder.
I agree. That's more parity.
Yeah, I just feel like and if it's more parity, that means it's harder. It's harder to win, man. If you're a good, like, player on a team that's not that good, and you only have to worry about seven teams or eight teams to make it into the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right.
But before the play-in rule,
it was eight. Yeah, now there's 10. Eight. So it's kind of easier now, isn't it? Could you add more?
I'm not even saying that. It's harder because if you're the 8 seed, you still have to worry about beating other people. That's what I'm saying. It's making it harder. Think about
you think adding a play-in made it harder?
No, it's not even that. But I'm saying all the teams that are even close to, if there wasn't a play-in, like, even just in recent times, if there wasn't a play-in, right, there's so many teams that are close to being an 8 seed. Like, there's always, like, 3 or 4 teams that are, like, right there, like, that can make the playoffs.
Well, yeah, but that had that in the 90s, too. Well, okay, are we talking about the 90s? I'm just trying to make sure we talk about the era, because I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, the 90s. I mean, they had that in the 90s, though.
I feel like it.
Now, granted, like, in the East, for example, like, most people, when Jordan was at his peak, knew that the Chicago Bulls were coming out of the East.
Yeah.
And that was just what that was. Mm-hmm. But kind of the same way in the '80s with the Lakers. Like in the '80s, people knew the Lakers is coming out of the West because the West back in the '80s was trash. They were basically the East when LeBron was there. Basically, they were terrible. Like that's why the Lakers got their 9 out of 10.
But okay, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's not like that.
Right? Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably starting definitely for sure this year. But you can even argue last year there was more parity across the board. Well, okay, look, now there are some teams you know just ain't gonna win. Like I can name you four teams from the West I know aren't gonna win, and I can name you four teams from the East that I know just aren't gonna win. What are the four teams from the West I want to know? Who aren't gonna win?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. Lakers, Sacramento. Oh, I like De'Aaron Fox, but he's not winning. The Houston Rockets, the San Antonio Spurs.
All right, so the four that I have would be, or actually, I only have three that I know for sure not gonna make it, and that's the Spurs. Honestly, I hate to say the Lakers, but yeah, the Lakers are there. And then also the Rockets. Those are the only three teams. I feel like OKC.
You think the Kings can win a championship? Or are we talking about making the playoffs?
I mean making the playoffs.
Okay.
But like, yeah, if they went to the championship, that'd be stupid
crazy. The Kings are not making the
championship. Yeah, no, I know that. But I was like, if that ever happened, like that'd be crazy. Anyways, but I'm just saying like, yeah, it's just harder, man. You have to look all the way down to the 12th seed, and you have to be, like, in the 8th seed looking down at the 12th seed like, damn, we could possibly make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like...
I mean, look, that's one way of looking at it. The flip side of that coin could be maybe because all these teams are just not that good, that's why they're all that close. Like, there's not one team that's just definitively better than everybody else. And that's why they're all bunched up.
But that's because there's more talent. There's more stars.
Oh, the teams just aren't as good. There's more stars, but
the teams aren't as good. What do you mean the teams aren't just... Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying. You can literally argue that the reason why that is because the teams aren't that good.
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean by like not because that means the teams back in the day weren't that good if there weren't parity. Like, what do you mean? That means that there was like talent that only certain people had. Now a lot of people have like elite status talent.
I'll give you an example. You know, I just said Chicago Bulls always come to the finals when Jordan was winning. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, think about it. There were stars over there. There was, you know, Patrick Ewing, and there was Alonzo Mourning, and there was, you know, Shaq and Penny and Orlando. There was Reggie Miller even though he's an overrated person. But anyway, they still had him on Indiana with Rick Smits. Like they had stars too.
Yeah, but it was not just that teams.
Well, I'm just naming
that teams. You can't name no more.
I bet you right now you can't name stars from them bottom four teams. I bet you can't.
Bottom
four teams or any conference. Well, outside the Lakers. Because clearly, I was...
Are you talking about that?
From the East. Look at the last four. No, look, go to the East and look up the last four teams in the East that are at the bottom. What stars do they got?
In Detroit.
What they got in Detroit?
Charlotte.
What? Okay, Charlotte's just playing bad. I mean, I think
they have LaMelo Ball.
Okay, that's one. You skipped over Detroit, so they ain't got nobody.
Detroit, they have... what's his name?
You talking about Cunningham?
Cunningham.
He ain't no superstar.
You know, I'm not saying that, but he's a future all-star.
Oh, okay. Well, you can keep going.
Orlando.
Ain't got no... Yep, go skip them. Yep.
So, Chicago has two. DeMar DeRozan and also Zach LaVine.
Okay.
And then you got Miami. Come on, bro. Where there's Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. But come on, man. You got Brooklyn.
Okay,
with Kyrie and KD at the 10th seed.
And their team is terrible.
Exactly. Look at that, man.
What I just said. Their teams are terrible. Like, yes, they have stars, but it does not matter if your team is not good.
You got two people that's that good, man. Listen, you better. Hey, listen. Hey, you put LeBron. The LeBron that went to that first finals with that sorry-ass Cavs team.
Which one? The 07 one?
Yes.
Okay.
The sorry-ass Cavs team. And you put Kyrie Irving on that team? They are... What? Come on, bro. Nah, man. Look.
They still losing to the Spurs.
Look.
But...
I mean...
they still losing to the Spurs.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm just saying, like... But it would have been closer.
What do you mean close? Like they would have won a game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they would
possibly.
No, they were not going to win two.
Two?
No, they won't win
two. With Kyrie Irving.
I ain't not winning two.
Tim Duncan not winning two. Bro, adding Kyrie. Bro, who's the other players on his team?
Oh, you talking about on San Antonio?
No, on the cast.
He had Booby Gibson. I'm trying to think. He had Booby Gibson.
You said who?
He had Booby Gibson.
Bro, boy, don't ever say that name.
That was that man's name. Listen. I'm sorry, that was his name. I didn't give him that name. That was that man's name. He had Adrenas Ilgasics. Now, granted, he was at the tail end of his career. He had Larry Hughes? Larry Hughes, who, by the way...
The only Larry I know is Larry Hoover, man. I don't even know who that is. Listen, yeah. I'm just trying to tell you, LeBron had nobody. You put Kyrie Irving...
Which, by the way, Larry Hughes that year, by the way, made the All-Star team. By the way, yeah, why? Now, Greg, you could say he did it because the Cavs were the number one seed and all that.
Exactly.
But
Mike Conley made the All-Star team. Come on the Jazz. Come on, bro. And he averaged 16 and 7, something like that. Come on, bro. All-star teams
I am not saying that Cleveland team had a bunch of world beaters. Like, I'm not trying to argue that point. I mean, who did they have? They had Shannon Brown. They had, his name was Daniel Gibson. They had Drew Gooden, which again, he was at the tail end of his career. He was already 12 years in. They had Larry Hughes, as I mentioned, who was an all-star. They had Jonas Valanciunas. They had Damon Jones, who was a good three-point shooter. They had Dwayne Jones. Who the heck is that? Delonte Marshall. I don't know who that is. They had Anderson Varejao, who again was just a hustle guy, but you know, whatever. They had David Wesley, who, God bless him. I'm just glad he's doing better now. Then they had Eric Snow, which again was kind of more towards the end of his career because, you know, his early years is with Iverson, early 2000 and stuff.
So the point of what I just made is that you had to look up those people.
I mean, you
knew some of them, but you got one of the names wrong. You were like, oh, yeah, that's his name. See, you know what I'm saying?
His name was Booby Gibson.
But look, I'm just saying, hey. He didn't have nobody, and I'm telling you, put Kyrie on that team, they gonna win two games.
They're not winning two games.
I'm telling you right now,
LeBron couldn't shoot.
That don't matter.
What do you mean that don't matter?
Because you put Kyrie on the team. You put somebody that's gonna average 20 points a game. What you mean? You think Tony? Who was on that team that's gonna lock up Kyrie?
Bruce Bowen.
Oh my goodness! Listen, I'm telling you right now.
You don't think Bruce Bowen can lock? I'm not locking up. Hold on, because that's a terrible word. Because look,
yeah,
like no one is going
to
lock
20
up.
Points
a game. Could he hold him to 20? I bet you could hold him to 20.
Who averaged 20 points a game on that Cavs team?
I think Larry Hughes on the average, like he was close to 18, but it was like 17. Doesn't change.
Yeah, that's not doing it.
I know that's not doing it. That's why they didn't win. But I
want to make sure it's 17 because I don't even. Cause I'm not even believe that it was 17.
I mean, he had to be 17 to make the All-Star team.
Hey, no, I'm talking about what did he average in that finals?
Oh, in that finals, hold on.
Cause I'm pretty sure LeBron is the only one that averaged something that's worth anything. Like really,
his stats went down in that series too. But yeah, man, that's because but it was he still shoot.
Something that was worth something other than his plays, other than his teammate.
He averaged 14.9. So 15 if you round up.
I'm just saying, you put Kyrie on that team. I don't even think Kyrie would average 20. I think he'd average like 22 to 24, honestly.
No, he's not.
Because, hey man, all I'm going to say is...
Yeah, they get one game. Kyrie gets them one game. They don't get swept.
Kyrie is
not good enough to get them two games. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm just saying, but that changes the perspective of a lot. Because at the end of the day, it's just like, bro, like, you got to... Man, all I'm saying is that back in the day, you had one all-star on a team. Like, you had one person that was considered, like, a superstar. Now you have, like, these duos. It's crazy. You have those two people that can average. And you can't say the rest of the team is bad because at the end of the day, they're just role players. That's what role players do. They role play.
Well, yeah.
You have Seth Curry. Like, he's – or
well, look, yeah, you, like, well, look, you always needed – two superstars to actually win a lot of championships, like you just did. Like that's the history of the NBA. Like in the
70s, they didn't have that many. That's what I'm saying.
Well, in the 70s, everybody that won had at least two stars. In the 80s, there was always Kareem and Magic. Then they had Worthy, so that's three. Then they got Byron Scott. Oh, really? But anyway, so they had at least three though. The Celtics had, you know, Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Robert Parrish. And then they got Dennis Johnson. who already had won a championship. So they had four. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the 76ers got Moses Malone and Dr. J. Mm-hmm. So there's two. And then I'm trying to think, when the Houston Rockets went, I think they went in it. No, was it Houston or was it, was it Houston or Portland? I think, no, it was Portland who went 1 year that the Lakers, because like some players got hurt. So Magic got hurt. So I think that was the year that they didn't go. But when they went, I mean, they still had Drexler and, you know, and Sam Bowie, who was the number one pick.
Yeah.
So they even had two. So yeah, so every team in NBA history has to have at least two superstars to win. There's only two teams in history that's done that without two superstars. The Mavericks with Dirk. And technically, I mean, they had Jason Kidd, but he was old. He was a tennis career. And then the Detroit Pistons. That was it. Like, but every team, you got to have two.
That's my point. The league has more of those teams now. Like, way more of those teams. There's only six teams that doesn't.
Hold on. Yeah, that's your okay. Hold on. I'm gonna go down the list. I want you to tell me the two stars that's on each one of these teams where they could legitimately win a championship. Not like he good. No, I'm talking about legitimately win a title.
Besides the Jazz.
All right,
let's go.
Yeah, but I don't know what that good guy. What got into them? They probably be tanking. Do they not want Wembanyama? Well, they don't want him.
Well, it isn't. They have like first round picks, do they not?
Yeah, they do. That's what I'm saying. Like they didn't want Wembanyama.
If the other team that they traded for gets
that's right. Because they could end up getting it anyway. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. So let's go. I'm gonna go with the East. So we already know Boston, right? That's easy. Yeah. We already know Milwaukee. Who Atlanta got? There's two stars. There's two superstars.
DeJounte Murray and Trae Young.
Do not say DeJounte Murray. He was in San Antonio doing nothing. I ain't gonna say doing nothing,
What do you mean? He just came to. Are you seeing what that man is doing right now?
I see what he's doing, but are you saying that that team can win a championship?
I am saying that they could get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, that's not like I don't think there's. Okay. KD is not up there right now. I mean, I feel like they will eventually possibly get to the sixth seed, possibly. Because, I mean, Kyrie hasn't been playing his role, so that's kind of like a thing. But, like, I'm just saying, man, nothing's out the question, I feel like, at this point.
Like, we keep going. Cleveland, we already
But they're not going to the finals.
Look, Cleveland, they got two stars.
Yes.
Indiana. Do Indiana got two stars? They're the five seed. Who?
I'm just joking. No, they don't.
I was like, no, they don't. I mean, they got
a bonus. Burton and
So then there's a bonus, too.
No, he's on the Kings now.
Oh, is he on the Kings now? Yeah. Oh, okay.
With De'Aaron Fox, that's two right there for the Kings. Right?
And they're not good.
What do you mean they're not good? Have you not been seeing them boys ball?
Yes, and they're the eighth seed and are no closer to winning the championship.
Hey, I'm just saying that's two players right there.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Every era you can name that. Tim Hardaway and Alonzo Mourning were two stars. Them boys wouldn't beat Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but those are known names. De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis are known names. Like if you watch basketball, you know who most of these people are. That's all I'm saying. Okay. If you go back to some of the other teams back in the day, I'm telling you, bro, you're not gonna be naming nobody knows today.
Okay, cool. So we done made it to Indiana. You said that we didn't know them. Okay, cool. Yeah, what about Washington?
Washington, they have
who's there too?
Bradley Beal and Porzingis.
He didn't be playing good this year.
No, he ain't been playing good.
Yeah,
but I mean, he's still their star regardless.
Okay, well, we already know Toronto. Even technically, Toronto only really got.
They got three
nice players.
Yeah, three nice players.
They're not superstars.
But, I mean, yeah, they're not superstars. They're all-stars there. I'll see that.
The 76ers, we already kind of know.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks.
You got Julius Randle, and then you got...
That man, the star. The man can only go one way.
He done been to an all-star game.
Okay, that's fine.
And then you got... Jalen Brunson. Anyways, based off of pay.
Okay.
But but he's also been balling too.
Yeah, he's been playing. He ain't a starter.
But he's probably, I don't think he's going to make the All-Star team.
Yeah, he ain't a starter. So we already know Brooklyn got two. Yeah. Miami technically has two.
Yeah.
Chicago technically has two as well. Yeah. Orlando did not have two stars, I'm sorry.
But But see, that's what I'm saying.
Neither does Charlotte.
I steal a lot of teams though, bro.
Well,
that's a lot of teams you go down the list, man. And Charlotte does have two low key.
Good job.
Huh?
They got Ball and Terry Rozier. I like Scary Terry, but he ain't no star. Then on the West, I was like, Utah's the number one seed. What stars they got?
Larry Market. I'm joking. Now that's like that Pistons team where it's like, it's like, just a bunch of players that are just doing something incredible right now.
Honestly. Phoenix got names, but honestly, they only got one star.
Bro, they got two names.
Chris Paul is not playing good.
It don't matter.
Okay,
we hold him to that standard.
My name alone, huh? Okay, that's
fine. We hold it because last year he played good last year and the year before that.
Well, until they got to the playoffs and then
whose part is that? Chris Paul's.
Yeah,
got locked up.
Okay, and then Memphis. Memphis got two stars. I like that kid Jackson, but is he really a star?
Not even. I wouldn't even say he would be the second star because I feel like there's Dylan Brooks, which he hasn't been playing that great since he's been back. But he's going to get back on the ball. Then there's also that other dude. They got a cold team, bro. I'm telling you. Each one of those dudes, they can end up making an all-star team, honestly, eventually. Jaren Jackson, I don't know. It depends if he can keep being what he's been recently because he's been going off.
Yeah, Desmond Bane, too, is pretty nice.
Yeah, that's who it is. Desmond Bane, yeah. So yeah, bro. I'm telling you, man. Like,
I mean, them boys ain't stars, though. But I still give. I got like they have a nice team, but they ain't stars, though.
Bro, they could go to another team and make a difference.
They can make a difference, but they ain't no star, though.
They could go to another team and make a difference.
Okay, they ain't no star. And then Portland. I think Portland has
eventually,
two.
Though,
I think Portland has two.
With who?
They got obviously Dame is there.
Yeah,
so that's easy. Sure. And then what's that kid's name?
Anthony Simons.
Yes, Anthony Simons. I think that young man is nice. I ain't saying he's a star yet, but I think
he will
nice.
Be a star. Though.
Yeah,
he will be a star. That's for sure.
He's nice,
and they're playing really good. I'm glad they got
Dallas ain't got two stars.
Jeremy Grant, by the way, huh? Dallas is one of the few teams because Luka he's just so great. Luka is amazing, honestly. So the Lakers are my favorite team. Dallas is my second favorite team. And yeah.
And then Denver really only got one star. They really only got Jokic.
They got Murray.
But he just came back from injury. We got to give him time. We got to give him some time.
That don't matter. He's still a star.
Okay.
Regardless.
Okay. Clippers, obviously. Well, Kawhi not playing. But anyway, if Kawhi plays, then. Yeah,
he's been playing. So,
okay. But, and then we already talked about Sacramento. They really only got one, in my opinion.
Bro, who?
De'Aaron Fox.
You don't think Sabonis is a star, bro?
No. I think he's a very good player.
He made the All-Star team.
Yeah, in the East. Because, I mean, they had to bring somebody. You know, they got to bring somebody from each team if your team was in the playoffs.
It didn't matter.
I bet you don't make it this year.
He won't. But I'm just saying.
Obviously, New Orleans has two. New Orleans has two. They got names on that team. They got two. They've actually not been playing too good lately.
No, they haven't. But they're gonna get a team. Man, CJ McCollum, man, he's been playing okay.
Yeah, he's gotta be consistent. Been hit and miss, but that's what happened when he was in Portland too.
Yeah.
Then Minnesota technically has three, but that team's just not good.
Yeah.
To me, they built that team wrong, honestly. They should have built it around Edwards instead of Towns, but that's just me. Yeah. Obviously, we know Golden State. Golden State has by name, but honestly, they got Steph. I'll be honest. They got Steph,
but all I'm going to say is Klay Thompson was definitely a star. He could have definitely gone to any team and done what he was doing. Because you're going to change your game plan because you have Klay Thompson. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm going to say. Like,
I 100% agree.
Yeah. But now, though.
I'm talking about right now. Like, his name alone. Oklahoma City, nobody.
No.
Well, I know they got some young players, but they ain't stars, though. I'm talking about people.
SGA's going to make the All-Star team this year.
Who?
SGA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
He is playing out of his mind.
I'm telling you right now, whenever
that team's not winning, but he's playing out of his mind.
Whenever you look at a basketball, or whenever you look at a basketball game and you see him playing versus another team, there's a lot of times where I'm like, he's the best player on the floor right now.
Yeah, I get.
And let me see. OKC right now, they are 7-9. It's not a bad record.
It's not a bad record, but I mean,
they have picks as well. So
yeah, I mean, they're not. Yeah, I mean, he again. I like Shai Gilgeous. I mean, he's nice. I just wouldn't say he's the only star they have. I'll just say he's the only star they have.
That's true.
Then the Spurs got nobody. We can skip them. The Lakers got stars, but again, it's kind of name alone, really. And then Houston got nobody. So that's all I'm saying. I mean, but you, if I go through a thing in the 90s, I could do the same thing.
All right, go ahead. Because that was a lot of teams, bro. That was a lot of teams. There was only, I'm going to say, maybe like 8 teams that didn't really have stars, bro. Like 2 stars. Only like 8 teams.
But tell you what, for the sake of time, since we have been talking for an extremely long time, I'm going to do 1990. Let me do 5 in the East. We'll just do that. So we had.
Because the West wasn't good at the time.
Well, it's not that the West wasn't good. I
mean, they weren't as good.
They had Houston. They were good, but I'm just.
As many stars, I already know that.
Okay, we'll do the West then. Let's do the West. So they had the Spurs, which is the number one seed, by the way. They had David Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think Sean Harrell was on that team too, but I mean, he wasn't.
I don't even know. Anyways, that's one star.
Yeah. Okay. Then the Phoenix Suns had Charles Barkley and Dan Marley. The Jazz had Karl-Malone and John Stockton. The Supersonics had Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. The Lakers, God, who did the Lakers have? I think they had Lottie Divac and who did they have? They
had like in 95.
I know they had Lottie though. Divac was there and he was a star.
Yeah, but so that's like, one. I don't even know who that is. So
you don't know who Lottie Divac is?
No, I mean I know who he is, but like, come on, bro.
He was a star back then. We talking about who was a star back then. That's what we talking about. We can't compare him. Houston Rockets had, of course, Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler.
Yeah,
the Trailblazers actually had nobody because they had traded Drexler that year to Houston, so they had nobody. The Denver Nuggets had, who did they have? They had Mutombo and somebody else. And then the Kings had nobody that I can remember. The Mavericks were trash. The Warriors were trash. The Timberwolves were trash, and then the Clippers were trash.
Yeah, that's a lot of teams that didn't have 2 stars.
Yeah, but that's 5. I just named you 5 from the other one.
It was,
and honestly, this is because this is in 95, and this isn't today. Like today, you're watching these cats, so you can name them better.
That's true. Well, I'm just saying, man. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like people that maybe even watched it back then could feel the opposite of how I feel. So.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not. I will agree that nowadays you do legitimately have 2 people on multiple teams now that can win you a title. When you look at 90s, the teams that won, well, outside of that year, because that's that year Hakeem just carried. Yeah. But outside of that, every team had 2 stars and they were expected to win. That wasn't that many teams. So there's more of that. Now, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I just still think that to say that the teams now are better because of that, though, I can't get with that.
No, I wouldn't say they're better. I just said it's harder to win in today's time. That's it. Just more teams, bro. There's just more teams you have to worry about. Like, I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Okay.
The games are even, I don't know. That's something we can maybe even look at. Like, how close are the games now versus...
Well, the scoring back then was really down. I mean, they were barely averaging 100 points a game. So,
I mean, but I'm talking about, like, how big of a gap difference was it, like, between... Because I feel like there was a lot of, like, huge...
Well, okay. Well, I'll probably pull that back up. So, at the bottom, the Clippers, who were the worst team in the league that year, they won 17 games. In any case... All right, but this is a good conversation.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, thank you, Si, for coming in, stopping by the show. We've got to do this again sometime.
No, I appreciate you having me by, for sure.
No problem. And where can they go check out, you know, your entertainment?
You can just go to Bad Talk Entertainment. You can actually look that up in Google, and then you'll probably see all our stuff, I'm pretty sure. So
Yeah, they do a lot of great stuff over there.
Yeah, podcast, they do a lot of podcast, music. Also trying to get into like videos and film and stuff like that. So yeah, we have a lot of big plans coming up. So especially this coming up year. So just look out for us.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, yeah, appreciate you stopping by. Maybe one day I'll stop by y'all place.
Our main place is in Austin right now. Yeah.
In Austin, so, okay. Well, yeah. You know, I can take a drive down 30.
Yeah.
Hey. And make that.
It's
but
a short drive, looky.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 4 hours is, well, I guess short for us, but in some people in other states, they're like, my God, I'll be out of state by then. But in any case, all right, ladies, if we're going to go ahead and get out of here for the week, again, if you enjoy the content you're listening to here on those different podcasts and platforms, give us a like, give me a follow. I greatly, really appreciate that. But until next week, I will talk to you all later. Peace.